telling you something, we rarely remember our heart while we're listening. We're usually thinking of what we're going to say next, maybe to help them or give advice or respond. But instead, if we just listen to every word, the tone, the sound, and connect it to our heart, our higher selves are in touch. They may come up with a solution you might have suggested. Just listening can be very powerful. A Buddhist proverb says, by listening deeply, you alleviate pain and suffering. Just by listening. Just by listening. Seneca, ancient Greek philosopher, wrote, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. Ursula K. Le Guin, the writer, said, love doesn't just sit like a stone. It has to be made and remade all the time, like bread made anew. What about that? What about that? Remember, feelings fade? Love fades over time. It's not enough to say, we've been together a long time. Of course I love my wife. Of course I love my husband. Love fades. The feeling fades. Many of us in our marriage say, something's wrong. I don't have that loving feeling anymore. Well, then, re-stimulate it. How do you do that? I asked my parents. They were married, as I said, 63 years. Around their 50th anniversary, I said, how did you manage to live with each other this long? Because I knew them, like few other people. And they weren't all that easy. Nobody's that easy to live with. A couple of the main things I can touch upon here. Some things you can do. Touch your loved ones. Okay, so if you're married, how many times have you touched your spouse? Not counting sex. Not counting sex. How many times have you touched your spouse in the last couple days? I hope it'll shock you if you haven't at all. Touch every day. A 1 minute massage can be wonderful. A gentle massage. 1 minute massage. You know, we have a minute to watch TV. We have a minute to read books. We have a minute to do lots of things. You can take a minute to give a 1 minute massage. Unless they really don't want you to. On special occasions, do you do something special? Do you go out of your way, even if you're really busy? Do you get out of the house with your partner or spouse? Sometimes if things are really deadly, you know, because the house is associated. It's maybe a nice house, but it's still where you take out the trash, pay the bills, etc. Just stepping outside of the environment where you deal with the mundane things of everyday life, which seem mundane anyway, and you walk around the block. Walking the dog has saved some marriages. You start talking, you're outside together, it's a different environment. So changing your environment, getting out of the house. Once a week or once a month, make sure you go out, no matter how busy you are. You know, it's funny, every time my wife and I go out, we don't go too often, but every time we do, it's like getting a massage or having sex. We go, you know, we should do this more often. Give praise. How many times have you given praise to your spouse or partner the last couple days? Acknowledge anything. That's not the same as saying thanks. That comes next. Say many thank yous. But praise. You do this well. You look this way. You look nice. I like the way you did this. You know, you're really wise. You help me a lot. Whatever. Give praise. Use I words when you're having, especially when you're having a disagreement. Use I words. I feel this. This affects me in this way. When this happens, I, rather than you're doing it again. Notice whether you go you, or I. It's one of the safe times and good times to use the word I. Say I'm sorry. Well, even when you don't think you've really messed up, you can be sorry that they're upset. Say thank you and I'm sorry more. These are a few ways, but there are many others. Mohandas Gandhi said, peace between countries is founded on love between individuals. Saint Augustine wrote, one loving spirit sets another on fire. Harriet Ward Beecher wrote, "I never knew how to worship until I knew how to love. I never knew how to worship until I knew how to love." Now comes the most important part. If I'd skipped everything I've said about awakening the heart, I only need to tell you the next thing. This is a radical approach to awakening the heart. What makes it unique? Because you've heard things like what I said before. It's a nice reminder. But I suggest you do not have to feel love at all. You don't have to feel loving. You don't have to go around doing any techniques of putting your attention in your heart or visualizing your heart. The full and most mature form of human loving is acting with loving kindness, whether you feel loving or not. That takes spirit and courage. Remember I mentioned to you that it's the lady's job to improve us, gentlemen? Well, when my wife is busy improving me, sometimes giving me a needed critique at a high decibel level, when she is in my face, it's very difficult for me to somehow generate loving feelings. And I have no control over that anyway, whether I happen to feel loving. What is natural to come up in those moments is fear, anger, resentment, petulance, self-pity. Shall I go on? But even while I'm feeling all those things and she's yada yada, you know, I can treat her with loving kindness. It's not easy. Sometimes I fail. I'm not up to the job, but sometimes I am. And when I am, I will listen. And when she's done and I really feel she's had a chance to say everything she said, I may say, "Wow, I really messed up this time. Would you like to add anything?"